Speaking of which, we always seem to mention Coach Esri's team up here in our halftime interview.
Yes.
How about number one in the country in little old Trenton, Missouri? That's pretty cool.
Oh, that's special. You know, it doesn't matter when it comes. That's a special thing. And, you know, congrats to Coach Esri and his staff and his players because, wow, what an accomplishment.
You think your buddy Kanan's running around saying, I'm an alum of that program?
I'm sure he's
might
telling
well.
Everybody.
He might as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. They'll next be in action on Wednesday the 8th as they will host the Ellsworth Panthers. So your team tonight, Coach, and I said, you know, sometimes you got to be Captain Obvious in this job. If you have a player as special as Macy Moore, and especially against a Princeton team that we talked about, and Princeton's athletic, they're going to get after you, but they're not necessarily big and strong. Macy Moore is big and strong, so there's your advantage, and you took advantage of it. You made sure that you got her the ball early.
Yeah, you know, a point of emphasis is even when we get her the ball, it's not necessarily for her to just catch and score every time. The ball has to move through her, inside out. The offense moves better. We move the ball better as a team. So even if we throw it in there and she has to kick it out, that's okay. And tonight she was able to find some space and get some buckets for us.
Yeah, yeah. 34.
Yes.
Did you know she was close to the individual scoring record not important?
You have an idea that she's having a great game. I'm a big believer in making sure that we are taking care of the game and then taking care of the kid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The game was at that point we felt comfortable with the lead we had that we could let some of those younger girls come in and get some really good time there at the end. They played great defense for us. And so, you know, I know individual honors are great, but we want Macy to stay healthy, and we want all of our girls to keep working hard in every possession. I know it was close. I don't know what is the record, 36?
Yeah, she's too short.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm with you on that because records are great, but
yeah.
If they happen in the ebb and flow of the game, that's tremendous.
Right.
If she goes out there and she tweaks a knee or she turns her ankle and she's out for a month, you're going to feel terrible at that point.
Not worth it. She's such a great athlete and such a hard worker. She's always ready to run through a wall and do whatever she needs to do. So, you know, she had a great game, and there's nothing to take away from that game she had. And like you said, in the natural flow of the game.
We hear this all the time, and I think it's really apt with Macy. When you see a really great athlete, and it looks like it just comes natural to him. She's out there working hard, but she scored 34 points, and she just looked like she got it in the flow of the game. She's just doing her thing tonight.
Well, you know, Macy's a great example of if you put in work, you know, when nobody's watching, then you get results when everybody's watching. And so she works really hard to make sure that her game is at a level where she can do that. You know, that doesn't just show up on game night. She does that every day in practice.
This is going to be a Princeton team, as we mentioned. You jumped on them quickly tonight, Coach. That Princeton team is going to win a lot of games this year. Did you feel like that just overall, especially your start, did you feel like that it was the best you've seen your group play for four quarters this year?
Absolutely. You know, especially the start. I feel like the first quarter was important for us because we needed to establish that we were going to try to dictate the pace of the game. Princeton does a great job of speeding people up. You know, they work really hard and they play really hard. So we had to make sure we were the aggressors and didn't get caught up in letting them speed us up.
Maysville won tonight. Did see that
yes.
one against South Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
Milan was up middle of fourth quarter. They must be running way behind us by four over Polo. I think I usually have to go search Kirksville or something, but it seems like there's a black hole of media coverage in Unionville. So I'm not sure what's happening at Gallatin and Putnam County, but a couple of teams are struggling a little bit. So somebody's going to get a win and feel real good about themselves. You go to South Harrison on Friday, Coach. We know that the Lady Bulldogs have struggled a little bit over the last three, 4 years, but so much of what I'm talking with coaches, when I do the coaches' shows, it's don't worry about the opponent. We want to get better, and that's the goal for Friday night, correct?
It's always the goal. You know, you're competing against yourself every day. You've got to make sure that you are not ever complacent, no matter who you're playing. And, you know, South Harrison, they're getting better, and they are they're a hard-working team. I think they played Maysville to a 6 or 8-point game.
Well, yeah, it was close.
You know, that's a hard-working team that, you know, if things go a certain way, you know, we've just got to be prepared for that.
And it's always more challenging to get on a bus.
Absolutely.
Especially on a cold night, and I assume it's going to be cold Friday night, and go out and get on the bus and play well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they always have a great atmosphere there. So we're going to have to be ready to go. You know, we can't take anything for granted. We've got to work hard every day and, again, compete against ourselves.
So we talked before the season started about how you want to work off of the tradition and the Final Four appearances and the trip to Columbia and the trip to Springfield that the group had over the last 4 years. But also realizing it's a different team. It's a different team with different goals. So when it does come to that, in this team this year, establishing its own mentality, there's the confidence of what the team did the last three, 4 years. And in saying that, when you talk about developing your own mentality, very much on top of that list is not giving up the Grand River Conference Championship. So you start 1-0. It's a long way to go to get back to that spot, but it's a good start in conference play, which I know is important to the girls to protect that.
Absolutely. You know, it's a goal. We want to always be competitive within our conference, both East and West. And, you know, I think it's a tough conference. You know, you get to play a lot of really good teams that have postseason success. And, you know, for us, we need to make sure every night that we're ready to go because of that past success, we're getting every team's A game every single night. They're looking to knock us off, and we've got to make sure we keep our mentality of we have to attack and not let other teams just, you know, jump in on us.
Trenton South Harrison 101.7. We'll switch the dial on Friday for that one. We got Gallatin Princeton here on 92.3 on Friday night.